Detailed scheduling overview. Exhibit 7-1 shows where production activity control, PIC, and its first process, scheduling, fits into the manufacturing planning and control hierarchy. The master production schedule and the materials requirements plan are key inputs. Capacity requirements planning, CRP, and capacity control also come into play. Exhibit 7-1, manufacturing planning and control, CRP, or an equivalent system, is used to calculate the load on work centers based on planned and released orders from material requirements planning, RP, or from repetitive schedules, depending on the environment. Past due orders, rework orders, and work in process are also inputs to the load calculation. This information on load is a key input to scheduling in PIC. It should be clear that RP and CRP need a great deal of accurate data, both static and dynamic, from the shop floor to determine load. As seen in Exhibit 7-2, scheduling of manufacturing operations is the first major task included in production activity control. Exhibit 7-2, production activity control, scheduling, implementation, and capacity control are short-term issues, while planning, capacity requirements, and capacity building are intermediate to long-term issues. Scheduling decisions are made within the capacity constraints and volume and 1009 goals established by these intermediate to long-term decisions. In the decision-making hierarchy, scheduling and implementation are usually the final steps needed to execute the transformation process, while capacity control helps provide a load and work center schedule performance feedback loop for fine-tuning of short-term schedules and capacity. This loop can prompt schedule revision, authorization of overtime, and so on. Detailed scheduling objectives. Detailed scheduling is a key factor in manufacturing productivity. The objective of scheduling is to make the best use of manufacturing resources to meet delivery dates. During scheduling, production coordinators verify that resources will be available when needed. They schedule start and completion dates for each shop order at each work center. They use various scheduling elements and techniques to create a feasible schedule that meets the required completion date. Generally, scheduling objectives deal with trade-offs among conflicting goals for efficient use of labor and equipment, lead time, inventory levels, and processing times. This is challenging because manufacturing facilities are complex and dynamic systems. Scheduling objectives include effective capacity utilization, manufacturing lead time minimization, and meeting customer service goals, for example, due dates. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines capacity utilization as the goods produced or customers served divided by total output capacity. One way the organization measures the effectiveness of the scheduling process is through job status, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a periodic report showing the plan for completing a job, usually the requirements and completion date, and the progress of the job against that plan. Detailed scheduling inputs and elements. Scheduling relies on the accuracy of the following inputs: what to make, when to make, where to make, how to make, how much to make, time needed to make, material availability, due date, machine maintenance schedules / failure rates, expected rework and scrap percentages, other demands on the facility. If the inputs are wrong, the schedule will be off and will need correcting. The last three key inputs on the list are less obvious than the others. However, the impact they can have on the precision of scheduling is significant. For example, if maintenance and scheduling work together to schedule maintenance just as if it were a production job, maintenance will get the priority it needs. As used in production activity control, a detailed schedule consists of the operations necessary to complete an item, the sequence and routing of the operations, the start and finish dates of each operation, time estimates for each operation, the work centers where the operations are performed. These elements are relevant to operations in intermittent/batch manufacturing processes performed in job shops. Schedules in flow manufacturing are less complex because production flows uninterrupted through assembly lines or dedicated process flow equipment, as in chemical production. There are fewer work centers, queues, setups, waits, and moves.